Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within.
What I hear you saying is that other forces have changed politics more since 9/11 than 9/11.
Oh, I think so. I think MAGA and the domestic terror threat is much more worrisome.
It feels disrespectful. You know, that's all I'm saying. It feels disrespectful.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Requirements for vaccination are part of a long tradition that we have in this country of taking steps as a collective.
Resistance is futile.
In an infectious disease outbreak, getting vaccinated is not a personal choice. It's not. It's something that we do for the community.
One of us.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. So much happened over the weekend. But, you know, I think there is good news. I saw some good news yesterday afternoon. I was watching the Patriots game. I don't care if they win or lose. They lost, but who cares? What I really liked were the cutaways into the stands in a very blue state where panic porn has been 24/7, it seems like, for the last 18 months. And yet it was hard to see a single masked face in that crowd. And I loved it. Once I saw the first cutaway, I suddenly got very interested in the game. And I was just more interested in going to the reaction shots in the stands. And then as the game wound down after the Patriots fumbled and the Dolphins were just running out the clock, they were showing all the fans leaving the stands. And I thought, well, maybe a few of them will mask up, just because they're not going to know the people around them. And I saw extremely few people masking up, even to leave the stands, to leave the stadium. And then they cut over to the Kansas City-Cleveland game in Kansas City. Same thing, no masks. I loved it. It's going to be harder to keep the panic going. I think people have figured it out that it's a problem for certain people. If you're very old or very fat, it's a problem. But for most people, it's not a problem, even though they're trying to make it one. And wasn't it great to see Donald Trump there with no mask in New York, even as Joe Biden was acting like an ass at the doddering around and just a complete fool, making a fool out of himself everywhere. But you know, the worst thing though, we got a lot of Biden cuts to play, but I'm going to wait to play them until the second hour today. Cause I want to just talk about this, man, Bush. I've really thought less and less of Bush as time goes on, George W. Bush. But this weekend, it was disgraceful what he said, just disgraceful. He was at Shanksville, PA, where the plane went down, where Todd Beamer and the rest of them knocked the plane down before it could hit probably the Capitol or the White House. And so all he could say was to somehow make the make the 9/11 attack, somewhat analogous to the January 6th attack. And it was just amazing. Play cut number one.
And we have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within. There is little cultural overlap between violent extremists abroad and violent extremists at home. But then there's disdain for pluralism. in their disregard for human life, in their determination to defile national symbols. They are children of the same foul spirit, and it is our continuing duty to confront them.
I could never again vote for any Bush. Not that I was planning to vote for any Bush. I don't live in Texas, where there's a George P. Bush running for something, I think Attorney General. I think he's the nephew of George W. Bush. But I wouldn't vote. If I lived in Connecticut in the old days with Prescott Bush, or if I lived in Florida, had lived in Florida when Jeb was, I wouldn't vote for any of these people. I am so tired of these Bushes, you know, trying to suck up. He's trying to be friends with Barack Obama and talking about Donald Trump's speech being that some crazy bleep he said at his inaugural speech. But, you know, Byron York had a great analysis of this. And he said he used the rhetorical trick of denying that there was cultural overlap between the 9/11 Muslim terrorists and the January 6th American rioters before outlining areas of such overlap. It is, that's a good way to put it, a rhetorical trick. The September 11th attacks, York continued, killed roughly 3,000 people, brought down New York's tallest skyscrapers, destroyed part of the Pentagon, crashed four passenger jets, resulted in two wars, and changed U.S. foreign policy for decades. The January 6th riot, on the other hand, led to the natural causes death of one Capitol Police officer, the shooting death of one rioter by a cop who had previously lost his gun in a men's room, the, quote, acute amphetamine intoxication, unquote, death of another rioter, and the natural causes death of two more. Had the 9/11 attackers survived, they would have been charged with mass murder. Most of the January 6th rioters have been charged with, quote, parading, demonstrating, or picketing a Capitol building, unquote. You know, again, they shouldn't have, you know, done what they did. But it was not the end of the world. It was not the end of Washington, D.C. It was not the end of anything. It was a riot. Many of us have lived through riots. Many of us have covered riots. A riot is not something that you, in most cases, remember for the rest of your life. Or in a negative sense, you don't have nightmares about it. The bottom line, says Byron York, there is simply no comparison in scale, act, motivation, or anything else between September 11th and January 6th. And yet now a former president suggests that those two enormously dissimilar events were actually similar, both coming from the same foul spirit. Ugh, just disgraceful. Disgraceful. 617 says, but not one word from Bush condemning BLM or Antifa. Think about that. And then here's 917. It's all about morality with a lot of these rhino Republicans. He just wants a nice obituary in the Times like his old man. 619. Wasn't Bush 43 considered a by the left a war criminal because of the Iraq war and a racist because of Katrina? Now he is the darling of the left? Yes, that is exactly correct. Remember the bumper stickers? Bush lied, people died. Bush lied, people died. It was a chant, too. And Katrina was the worst disaster ever to happen. That was a climate change. You may recall that was a climate change. And incidentally, I just read this today. You know, do you know what the category level Katrina was when it hit New Orleans? It was a 3. You know, why was it so damn devastating when it was a 3-level hurricane? Because the Democrats who ran New Orleans, Orleans Parish, had taken all the money that they were supposed to use to build up the levees to stop the Mississippi from overflowing, and they had used it for hack projects. They'd used it for human infrastructure, which means hack jobs and contracts for their buddies. But it was just disgraceful. Disgraceful. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, Trump was in New York City, as you know. He didn't go to the ceremony where Joe Biden put down his mask and was screaming at people. And even Obama was looking at him like, man, who let Grandpa Simpson out? And Jill, Dr. Jill was just looking away like she was embarrassed as well. But meanwhile, Trump was in New York City, and he was just with the cops and the firefighters. And here's what he said to the firefighters in New York City, Cut 4.
If they would let you do your job with guys like this, if they would let you do your job, you would have it cleaned up. And don't nod, because if you do nod, you'll get in trouble, okay? I want you to do that. So just stand and just be perfect. Don't nod. But if they let you do your job, you wouldn't have crime in New York.
Cut 6. Would he run for mayor?
If you decide not to run for president, if you decide not to, would you consider running for mayor of New York City?
Well, that's an interesting question. I would love that. I tell you, we could straighten it. I'd say, fellas, good luck. Go to town. They'd be announcing in 1 week, there's no crime in this. There's no crime. What the hell happened? I said, that was the easiest job I've ever... That would be such an easy job. But I appreciate that question. That's cool. If I give you even a positive, a little like jokingly... They'll say, Trump's running for mayor. Now, if they let you do your job, we're going to be very proud again. But it's very embarrassing for our city. It's hurting our city very badly. They talk about it all over the world, the crime.
Wow. 844-500-4242. Why is Anthony Blinken not in at the Capitol testifying here? Is he so busy surrendering to various 10-pot dictatorships around the world that he couldn't leave his office in Foggy Bottom? It looks like he's in the Secretary of State's office there. He's got the State Department flag.
Who's this guy that's in his closet? He's literally in a closet.
He is in a closet. Oh my God! I was just looking at it. He's some congressman from New Jersey. It looks like. Never heard of the guy before, but you're right. Is he in a closet, or does he have a cleaning? Is this a dry cleaning shop, and he's just waiting for some guy to come in and ask for his laundry from Saturday? 844-500-4242. You may have just received a special email from me about your retirement. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
And so you have these crime statistics that are crazy. I mean, the only one they go after is Republicans or me. They go after me. Prosecutors go after me. Did he do a deal 20 years ago? It's a disgrace. But if you murder somebody, no problem. And then the no cash bail has to be killing you guys. Well, you have the no cash bail. It's a disaster.
I don't know if you saw this. There was a story in the New York Post today. There was this guy in New York. I think he had hit a car. he hit another car, jumped onto the sidewalk and hit a baby carriage and killed the little baby in it, jumped out of the car and then ran down the street and attempted to carjack a second car to escape. And then when the cops arrested him, he said, please just give me a ticket. And so they brought him in because he killed somebody. And they found out that he had 160 moving violations that he hadn't paid anything on. And you know what his mother said? Yes.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes, that's the quote in the paper, the exact quote. But his lawyer said, you know, he shouldn't have been arrested. He shouldn't be held without bail because, or $100,000 bail, because this is a no bail offense. He killed somebody. And the lawyer is telling the reporters and the judge that he should not be held because under New York state laws, just killing somebody is not a bailable offense. It's just amazing. I mean, Trump is absolutely right. By the way, some people say that the reason that George W. Bush is making such a big deal about January 6th is I think these texters are right, that the Bush family is still just unbelievably angry. They can't get over the fact of what Trump did to Jeb Bush. I mean, he didn't just beat him. He humiliated him. And he did. He did. But you know what? He couldn't have been humiliated unless he ran one of the world's worst ever campaigns, right up there with Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016. 844-500-4242. And we've got some cuts to play from L.A. here, about the California recall election. Republican voters are now going to the polls because the polls have opened early in California. The recall election is tomorrow, and they're being told they've already voted. They're being told they've already voted. We got a story. We got some cuts to play, but we haven't got time to do it right now.
I'm shocked.
When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think the recall election in California will be on the level?
No, absolutely not. And Trump just sent out an email about it saying, it's going to be rigged for sure.
96% say no, it's not going to be on the level.
Yeah, I know. And I like the New York Times got a story. Republicans make demonstrably false claims. Really? So what about that surveillance video of the people breaking in to steal the absentee ballots at the apartment complex, or the junkie ex-con, i.e. a Democrat, who was caught with 300 unfilled mail-in ballots in his car, along with some drugs and guns and all that. Or what about this thing in the Valley, San Fernando Valley, where people were going into the polling place and they're told, oh, you've already voted. You've already voted. Then they say, oh, well, you know, if you've already, we'll just give, here's a provisional ballot. So what does that mean? A provisional ballot? So you get to cancel out. So someone's voted for Newsom, so you get to cancel out the vote. But what about the fraudulent vote that's already been made in your name?
I like their statement to the LA County Registrar. After troubleshooting the problem, we've replaced all the machines in there. Well, troubleshooting means they couldn't figure out what the hell was going on.
Well, it also means, well, what are they going to do about all those fake votes that they put in to keep Newsom in there? They said it's a fail. The provisional ballots are a fail-safe option for canceling out one vote, but you shouldn't have to cancel out a vote. A fraudulent vote with your own vote. Your vote should be counted. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. I waited too long to get to the phone calls. We'll take some calls when we come back. Grace will be with us. 844-500-4242. Will wanted to talk about Charlie Baker. We'll talk about Charlie Baker a lot today. And Karen Polito's trip to Newton for the solemn commemoration, and who she appeared with. Check out my Twitter feed if you want to see who she appeared with. We've got photographs to prove it. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Blinken, the Secretary of State, the foreign minister, as Biden calls him, Al-Qaeda not capable of attack on U.S. Stop me if you've heard that one before. I mean, didn't they say that in 2001? 2000, 844-500-4242.
Didn't they also tell us that the Afghan army was looking strong just a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, and they couldn't, they had no ability to take over provincial capitals, let alone Kabul.
They thought it was going to take a couple of weeks at least. They had no idea it was going to be a couple of hours.
844-500-4242. By the way, remember when the real Republican governors started cutting back and ending the $300 handout bonus from the feds to people who were taking a year and a half off? Charlie Parker in Massachusetts said, "Well, we still need to keep that money coming for the layabouts." Well, so he kept the money coming from the layabouts, and so guess what? So school is opening, and there are no bus drivers, apparently, in a lot of these large cities because everybody has taken the last year and a half off. So Charlie Parker, after keeping the unemployment, the welfare going for months longer than anybody else among Republican governors anyway, he's had to activate today 250 members of the National Guard to act as bus drivers tomorrow, because he can't get it, because there are no bus drivers, because nobody's working. Isn't that wonderful? Thanks, Charlie. Let's take a quick call here before we go to Grace. Will, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. So back to what you were saying, that although we're seeing life go back to normal finally, I mean, with the Delta variant, I mean, people aren't complaining anymore, but all of a sudden, Charlie Parker goes on and pleases the people in Massachusetts for more unemployment benefits, and look what happens. You got to call in the National Guard because of the unemployment. Come on, man.
I know. He's supposed to be a micromanager. He's supposed to be a businessman. You know, he understands the private sector. I mean, how many other Republican governors have had to call out the National Guard to drive school buses? He's a boob. He's a failed governor, and his lieutenant governor is appearing with a disgraced member of the state committee. You see, check out the photo. This is at a very solemn 9/11 ceremony in the city of Newton for the 8 dead from the city of Newton, next door to where we are. And she shows up and stands next to this guy who's just, if you want to see what he's like, Tom Mountain, just Google Tom Mountain and go to Turtle Boy Sports and you can find out about it. All right. Anyway, we'll get back to that later on.
Well, I'm here, Howie, for Grace's News, and I do want to talk about 9/11 just a little bit, because as much as, and I was telling Howie earlier, I watched this stuff all weekend long, and there was a lot of great, obviously very sad, but great packages that were put together on different channels to remember the horrific events that happened 20 years ago. And there was a lot of news that kind of made you feel like a little bit of that unity that we all had on 9/12 was mm-hmm. was back, at least for the weekend. But then there were other stories, and I hate to be, you know, a Debbie Downer here, but I do think these should be mentioned. One that particularly blew my mind was from Washington State. High school cancels 9/11 tribute, says it could offend some students. This is pretty incredible. Students of a local high school were ready to wear red, white, and blue to honor the lives lost on September 11th. At East Lake High School, student leadership promoted a Patriots Day theme at a football game. The game was previously canceled, then rescheduled to the day before the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. Students wanted to do something to remember the tragic events, but staff intervened, and they said it could unintentionally cause offense to some who see the events differently. Students are upset, which obviously makes sense, but I don't know where we're at, where people in this country are saying, oh, well, that might offend people who remember these events differently. Like, do they not, these kids must not understand the events themselves.
Well, did you see what happened in St. Louis at Washington University?
The Muslim
student, the young Republicans had put out a total of almost 3,000 little American flags on the lawn representing each victim of the Islamic terrorists on 9/11. And so this Muslim came by, Fidel Al-Khalani, and he took them all down.
Yeah, he threw them all in a trash can.
He threw them all. He threw almost 3,000 American flags in a trash can. He showed no remorse, and he reportedly bragged about the vandalism on Twitter, saying he wanted to, quote, protest against American imperialism.
Yeah, and when he was asked about this, he replied, "I did not violate any university or legal policy. Now go away."
Right.
And then people did something?
And then I see this story from the paper in the student newspaper out there in Washington University. Chancellor Martin reprehends removal of reprehends. I'd never heard that used as a verb, but it is a verb. It means reprimand. But reprehends removal. What is this written by English as a second language person? Reprehends removal of flags, comma, does not address Islamophobic hatred and threats that were directed at the Muslim student who tore down 3,000 American flags.
It was really strange because this weekend you had all of these people, firefighters, first responders, and just regular people, Howie. Every person I talked to, you know, my aunts, my uncles, my family, everyone was telling their story about where they were on that day. You know, Graham, who we both know, my fiance's grandmother, was telling me about where she was. And everyone has this like clear picture if they were old enough to remember exactly where they were. And then you look at some of these kids who are in elementary school and are being taught things like don't place blame on anyone. And it's almost like they're growing up to think that these towers just collapsed out of thin air. Like
right.
they're not learning the cause and the effect of things. They're just learning not to place too much blame anywhere. It's really bizarre.
Did you see the story about this Syracuse professor, Jen M. Jackson? Not a member of the Jackson 5, spoiler alert.
I don't think I did.
She is a professor at Syracuse University.
Oh, I did see this. This is about capitalism.
She said that the attacks on September 11th were a strike against, quote, heteropatriarchal capitalistic systems. Because, of course, Osama bin Laden was a devoted feminist. He was against heteropatriarchal systems. We have to be more honest about what 9/11 was and what it wasn't, said Jen M. Jackson, who uses as her pronouns they and them. It was an attack on heteropatriarchal capitalistic system that America relies upon to wrangle other countries into passivity. It was an attack on the systems many white Americans fight to protect.
I really... I mentioned this a little bit, Howie, during my show, but when I was watching everything over the weekend, there's so much footage of this that people really held off on showing for years because of how traumatic it was. So I was seeing stuff this weekend that I had actually never seen before. And one of the videos I was telling you about this morning was an audio tape of Kevin Cosgrove, and he's calling from one of the towers, and he's calling 911, and he's begging the call receiver, the 911
right.
person. He's saying, "I'm too young to die. Please send someone up here." And a lot of these people who were answering the phones we're just telling people pray, and I don't blame them. They were trying to help them in their last moments. And as this guy's on the phone, he all of a sudden you hear him say, "Oh God, oh God," and you watch the tower collapse. You hear him die on the phone. I don't know how someone could watch that and come up with these asinine, ridiculous hot takes.
How about watching him drop out of the towers, jumping out of the towers?
How about the
chaplain for the fire department of New York who was conducting last rites and a body landed on him and killed him? How about that? So this Professor Jackson, her personal website describes her as, quote, a queer, gender flux, androgynous black woman.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is man.
No, it's they. It's they and them. An abolitionist. I did not know it. I did not know we still needed abolitionists. A lover of all black people and an assistant professor at Syracuse University in the Department of Political Science. She also published a regular column for Teen Vogue.
Oh,
I thought Teen. Didn't Teen Vogue stop publishing about like 3-4 years ago?
I mean, if you publish a column and nobody reads it, does it still count? That's something I'm curious about.
Do they still? It's probably still online. All these things are still online.
It's just absolutely insane. And you know, Howie, I'm glad you brought that up about people falling from the buildings, because as sad as it is, that's stuff that you don't see a lot, because people at first were saying we have to be sensitive. We don't want. No, you have to show when your kids are at an appropriate age where they could handle it. You really should show them it, because people have this weird idea of what happened, and it's getting really like sugar-coated for these young kids. Right. It's disgusting.
It is. 978 says, last night 60 Minutes did an entire hour on the 300-plus firemen who died from the FDNY, and not once did they mention who killed them or why. Are you surprised, 978? That's why as soon as I heard tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock after the game, I couldn't get to the remote control fast enough. I did a 4440 to get to it.
And I brought this up last week, Howie, but I would like to say it one more time, because it came up a lot in these conversations I was having over the weekend, which is, you hear that story about the man with the red bandana who was, yes, like a young kid. I think he went to Boston College, and how he was running into the buildings and he saved like 5 or 6 people, and how there was all these young guys. So they weren't even first responders. They were just young men and women who were trying to help people and who died in the process. And I'm like, we have to get back some of that bravery. Like, where now people are afraid to go to the grocery store without wiping down like the whole countertop. How far have we fallen?
Some people are. Nobody went to the ball game yesterday, Grace, is in that category. Thank goodness.
I know. I think there's a lot more people that are brave than we would know, but the mask stuff doesn't bode well for us.
I got an email here. Are you going to have Donnie Palmer on, the veteran who's running for Boston City Council? Yeah, it's good. By the way, if you know someone who's running in the preliminary elections, municipal elections tomorrow, tell them they can get a minute on the show tonight in the 6 o'clock hour, the final hour.
I know
of the
somebody
show.
who might be interested in that.
Cousin?
Yeah, it could be a cousin of mine. We'll see.
And I left a message for Donnie Palmer, by the way. Yes, he's endorsed by the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association. I don't know if he'll get it on or not, but I did leave a message for him.
Oh, by the way, Howie, I'll leave this story here with you, because we're not going to have time, but the FEC is defending Twitter over their Hunter Biden censorship.
Oh, that's a shocker.
Yeah, this is a story. Don't let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the FEC, for sure. I'll leave that for you for after the break.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Don't you get depressed sometimes, Grace, with watching the news? And don't you want to put the earbuds in and listen to a podcast or some music?
I absolutely do, Howie. And you know how much I love to walk, especially on the weekends. Sometimes I walk like 4 miles. And it's, if you have your headphones in and you're taking calls, whether it's conference calls or you're just listening to music, you don't even realize you're out there exercising, because you're just enjoying what's in your ears. And I think it's great. And they don't fall out, which is the key. A lot of people get these headphones and they slip out of your ears. These ones are really, they're great. They stay put, which I love.
And very soon you're going to have a new season of Dirty Rats podcast to listen to from the Howie Carr Show. We got some good stuff. I just finished the scripts this weekend. That's what I did.
So I can go on long walks and listen to Howie.
Yeah, Howie Winter.
Howie Winter.
As opposed to Howie being interviewed by Howie Carr. Yeah. All right. Sometimes you need the upbeat music or these great true crime podcasts or Zen playlists or anything. To pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen to whatever you want to listen to. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want when you want for a really long time. They start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good, and they look better, much better. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. Howie.
And by the way, Howie, I was just mentioning that a lot of people go to the grocery store with all that stuff on. If you don't want to do that, if you're over that whole scene of, you know, having to wipe down everything and wear four masks to go to the grocery store, you should check out HelloFresh. This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. That does not include, you know, following the arrows in the grocery store aisles. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. So go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. And Howie, I'll be back a little bit later for Hate Mail Monday.
Thank you. And by the way, 207 says one of my Raycon earbuds fell in the pool and survived, laughing out loud.
Yes,
great,
that's
product.
Happened. That's happened to my dad before too. He's caught in the ocean and it survived. But they're not waterproof, so don't try that.
Just luck. Good luck. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Thank you. The gentleman's time has expired. I now recognize Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Blinken, assuming it's not classified, can you tell us where you are today?
Yes, I'm at the State Department.
Oh, couldn't be bothered to come down here and see Congress. All right, that's great. Hey,
My understanding is that the House is not in session, and that's why the session is.
I'm right here, Secretary. So is the chairman. So is the ranking member. We're here.
I'm glad somebody asked that question. I was wondering the same damn thing. What the hell? He can't cross the river and come over to Capitol Hill. What the bleep is going on? And then that was Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, as you heard. And Scott Perry then said, by the way, how many random Afghans who we don't have no idea who the hell they are?
They were there to help Americans get out.
How many Afghans not meeting the qualifications of SIV have been brought to the United States prior to... I want to know how many Afghan citizens came to the United States that had not met the qualifications for special immigrant visa.
We're in the process of
How many did you bring? You were just at Dulles. How many did you bring?
We will have by the end of the month, we will have brought a total of approximately 60,000.
That have not met the SIV process.
Some of those will have been through the SIV process. All of them, regardless of SIV status, will have gone through rigorous security checks first at the transit point.
It'd be nice if that was done before we brought these people to the United States.
Rigorous. So let's say 1% of the 60,000 are terrorists. That would be 600 terrorists. Let's say 0.1% were terrorists. That'd be 60 terrorists. How many people can 60 terrorists kill? 19 terrorists killed 3,000 people on 9/11. And they didn't bother to check them. And you know, the thing is, how are you going to get rid of them if they're terrorists? What are you going to do with them? No one's going to take them. No Muslim country is going to take them. They don't want to be destabilized. And certainly no European country is going to take them. They've already been destabilized enough by taking in these terrorists. So they're going to be here forever. This guy, Blinken, he is such a clown. He has no idea. He doesn't know when Congress is in session. He doesn't know how many terrorists they brought into the country. But he works for a guy who doesn't know what the job title is, whether it's Secretary of State or Foreign Minister. 844-500-4242. This is just, let's have Giuliani talking about General Thoroughly Modern Milley, cut 29.
I wanted to grab his, what do you have, 5 stars, 10 stars, 12 stars? He has so many stars that are coming up into his ears. I wanted to grab his stars, shove it down his throat, and say, it's 400 miles from China, asshole!
Yeah, Miley is the one who said, by the way, that was a righteous strike on the car in Kabul, which we now know apparently killed 10 people who were innocent civilians, including a U.S. foreign aid worker who had an SIV, and 7 kids who were around the car trying to get some water. And Thoroughly Modern Milley, who Giuliani just accurately described as a bodily orifice, said it was a righteous strike. I'm Howie Carr.